Okay, this is Abdul Qadir Noor Arale in Mogadishu, Somalia. I do appreciate all the speakers for me. And one thing we learned from the Professor Dungans, we have to reject whatever someone brings to us, which is not useful to our way of living or our development or peace. That's one thing we learn from Professor Dungan's book. What has been brought to us from the West, no matter even from the East or even from the Islamic regions, which doesn't help our peace and development and progress of our countries or the Horn of Africa countries, we have every right to reject, first of all. And we have every right to think about other ways based on our culture, traditions, that we can govern ourselves. Somalia or any other African countries have been living approximately in peace before the arrival of the colonialists. Therefore, we don't need to borrow ideas from overseas. We need to build whatever we have in hand or at local level and make it develop. That's one thing. For example, like Somalia, is ethnically speaking, is one of the countries in Africa which its people, which have the same ethnic background, same religion, same language, and same way of living or livelihood, a kind of ecology which they know well. So, and now we see Somalia is being fed with an idea which is called federalism, for example, borrowed from outside. And that federalism is not helping much the way it's implemented or the way it's digested in, or taken to our system. Therefore, we need to think ideas and whatever we need, which are functional or sustainable in the long term. Professor Dungan's book, really, what I took is that, first of all, you have to reject what you don't want or don't work or don't function. For example, we have a Somali proverb which says, a hen or a chicken, you can't make it drink water by catching its neck and pushing its head into the water. A chicken will drink only when it wants to drink. The same thing applies here. Ideologies borrowed from outside, which does not function here in the Horn of Africa, has to be rejected. Not only from the West, but even from, you know, from extremist kind of ideologies, which has been destroying Somalia quite for some time, and in the name of Islam. Things like that we have to reject. So I'm glad to hear different views from the Horn of Africa sharing their ideas and understanding now coming to a position where they can say, okay, enough is enough. We have to think from the grassroots level, what most of the people of Africa, what they believe and what they think is workable, what can function well in their way of living. Therefore, technology, we accept if it's useful to us. For example, I agree with Lady Honey about talking about the LGBT. It's something very, very strange, weird in the culture of the whole African country's culture. It's very difficult to be accepted or even to be to listen when someone is preaching about LGBTs. Things like that are not things we need as Africans. Also, Russia in rejecting NATO to come into its borders. Because this looks like in the 60s, when the Soviet Union went to Cuba, Americans were not appreciating that. So Russia will not appreciate that NATO comes to its borders. That is, I think it is a legitimate cause for Russia to defend its territories from any sort of enemies. And the other thing I want to say thank you about the USSR, which is defunct now, that it has helped Somalia from 60s, 70s, and in the mid 80s. And we know how much progress Somalia has reached during that time. Today, we are a bit fractioned by borrowing ideas from the West, which doesn't fit into our culture and way of living, and which are not resolving our problems. Instead, it's creating more problems. I think the Horn of African people and their leadership and political organizations, if they come together, they will find a way in which they can live together peacefully and can develop and be united. And here, the Russian Federation and its leadership is welcome to play its part. We are not eligible for Western kind of mentality. We are not subject to Western kind of mentality. We are humans who have their own culture, their values and norms in politics or in religion or in social life, and want to keep our heritage. We don't want to be destroyed by some organizations that think that they are better. Of course, you can grow much more than other people, but it doesn't mean you can ignore their dignity or their rights as human beings or communities. In that respect, I do agree much of the works and writings of Professor Dungan and the force he was suggesting. And I think Africa will go back to the drawing table to decide what's good for life, what's good for their as nations, and how they can protect their culture and deal with the rest of the world on equal playing field. I have to thank again those who have organized this kind of discussions, and we will continue. And the Horn of Africa must talk and continue so that we can find our own way without being subjected or oppressed from outside. Thank you very much.